我们继续看提摩太前书第三章。
Continue Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter
3. 如果从提摩太前书来看，
Looking at 1 Timothy,
主在保罗写这一封书信的时候才提到教会的组织和结构。
As Paul wrote about this book, he talked about the organization and the makeup of the church.
我们就知道教会当时面对着许许多多的属灵上的难处。
We find out that the church was facing many spiritual problems.
教会要维持主所托付给教会的见证。
The church wants to hold fast the testimony that God has given it.
就必须到神面前来看神怎样去管理并带领着他的教会。
Then the church must come before God to see how he leads the church and how he guides it.
因为神把见证托付给教会，不是托付给个别的几个人。
When God entrusted the testimony to the church, it's not for just individual ones.
乃是托付给每一个蒙恩得救的人。
But for every person who's saved by grace.
但是要每一个人都在见证的这一个路上面走得准确。
That they walk accurately on this path of testimony.
那就需要有带领。
Then there must be guidance.
但是能给教会有带领的不是人。
But it's not man who gives guidance to the church.
乃是主的自己。
But the Lord himself.
但是主复活升天到天上去。
When the Lord ascended, resurrected and ascended to heaven.
那么主怎么在教会中来做带领呢？
How does the Lord lead in the church?
那么所以主就在教会中选召了一些人，让他们有特别的托付。
Therefore, the Lord has chosen particular ones in the church that He gave them entrusting to.
也有特别的学习和追求。
That they have special learning and pursuit.
因此，在这些弟兄们的身上，神让他们比较多的认识，也经历主的心意。
That upon these brothers, God let them have special experience and to know of Him more.
神没有选召单独的一个人。
God did not just choose one particular individual.
他是选呼召许多的人。
But He has called many.
因为只有在神的儿女们当中能显出配搭的时机。
Because only among the children of God can they manifest the reality of coordination.
主完全的心意才有条件给人领会。
That the Lord's full desire can be known by man.
而我们从旧约一直看到新约。
We look from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们看到神从来没有把他自己心里面的要向人说的话单独的托付给一个人。
We see that God has never just entrusted what is in his heart to just one man.
而神向人说出他心里的话，摩西是听的最多的。
And we know that Moses has heard a lot most out of the heart of God.
但是摩西所听到的还不能说是神里面要向人说的话完全的接过来。
But what Moses has heard from God is not the full or the completeness of what God wants to reveal from his heart.
这固然是因为人的容量实在是有限。
Because man's capacity is restricted.
所以没有可能把神的心意完全的领会的透彻。
Therefore, he has no complete understanding of God's heart.
所以神从旧约一直到新约，神总是把他心思里面要向人说的话，这人给一点，那人给一点，那人给一点。
So from the Old Testament to the New, we see that God entrusted His words to certain individuals, some to one and some to others.
有人从主那里接受的是多一些，有人在主那里接过来的是比较 少一点。
Some receive more from the word of God, some receive less from God himself.
但是无论如何，神从来没有做一件事，把他要在人中间做的事情毫无保留的上单独的一个人来说明。
But nevertheless, God has never just spoken to one person all the things that is in his heart and what he has to do.
当然，我们的主这样做和三而一的神的这一个事实很有关系。
We know that what the Lord has done and the truth of the triune God is related.
因为我们也可知道在神对整个永远的计划的定义安排和执行的上面。
God's will, his arrangement and his execution of his eternal plan.
他们都是三位同在一起来显明的。
And if it's three in one, they are all together and they manifest.
那所以神也乐意跟随他的人也按照他们这样的一个配搭的样式来跟上神所要做的工。
So God wants those who follow after him to pursue him just like what the triune God represents.
所以上一次我们看到神在教会中显出一些做监督的弟兄。
So we see that last time we see how God has raised up some bishops in the church.
也显出一些做执事的弟兄。
And also some deacons from brothers and sisters.
但是你看到神在这里所显明的没有一样是单独一个人。
But we see from all this that it's never just one individual that God has shown himself to.
监督是多数的。
The overseers are plural.
执事也是多数的。
The deacons also plural.
这是非常明确给我们留意到神要借着神儿女们在配搭在交通的里面去领会神的心思而执行在教会的中间。
And so clearly see that how children of God coordinate with one another so that God's will can be manifested in the church.
那么在提摩太第三章的里边前半段非常重的说出做监督或者说执事的他们要具备什么样的条件。
And so in the first half of chapter 3 we see what's the conditions or qualifications that the overseer or deacon should have.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为在属灵的服事上不是说他这个人有多大的才干。
Because in spiritual matters it's not so much as how able certain person is.
Capable
this person is.
而是看他属灵的品格和他的见证的显出到一个什么的地步。
But rather his spiritual character and how he testify for the Lord.
在没有看到这些具备的条件以前。
Before we go into this qualifications that one should be equipped with.
我想先把这个监督或者说是长老跟执事在现在的教会里头。是不是还有需要要设立？
I just want to go over today in the church. Is there this need for the office of the overseer or elder and the deacon?
当然在一般基督教里面他们是按照那个字句来定位这个我们不说。
Of course in Christianity how they determined by the words themselves we're not going to go into that.
我们要按照那个属灵的实际的情形来看在弟兄们中间所发生的一些争论。
And we want to look at some of the debates coming from the spiritual reality that we see around us.
特别是在弟兄会 的当中。
Especially in the Brethren Church.
自从达比弟兄提出一个看法。
And when Darby has shown what his insight is.
他以为在使徒时的后期教会已经堕落了。
He thinks that in the latter days of the apostles time, the church already have fallen.
教会已经不正常了。
And the church has become abnormal.
再也谈不到教会承担神的见证。
So we cannot even say about how the church can become a testimony for the Lord.
所以只有少数的人在那里持守神的道。
So only a very handful, a few, is holding fast to God's testimony.
一直等到我们的主回来，那个时候教会才能有恢复。
Until the Lord comes return, can the church be restored completely?
那因着他这样的一个主张
，because of how he saw this.
当然这个不是在整个的弟兄会的范围。
Of course, this is not in the boundary of all the brethren's church.
只是在部分的弟兄会的范围里。
But only partially in the brethren church.
就有一些弟兄们，他们就觉得教会不能设立长老。
Some of the brethren feels that the church cannot have elders in the office.
他们以为不能设立长老，不是说不需要有长老。
They think it's not right to establish elders. It's not because there's no need for elders.
他们以为立长老那是使徒们做的工。
They feel that establishing the office of the elder is the work of the apostle.
那使徒在使徒时代结束以后，不再有使徒了。
After the age of the apostles ended, there are no more apostles.
那这样谁来设立这个长老呢
？And who will establish the office of the elder?
没有人可以设立长老。
No one can establish that.
因为再没有使徒了。
Because there are no more apostles.
那所以在弟兄会中间有相当的部分。他们不设立长老。
So in most of the brethren church, they do not establish the office of the elders.
但是不设立长老，那教会的行政和管理怎么进行
？But not establishing elders, how do they handle the organization of the church?
那说他们就有一个这样的主张。
Therefore, they have this way of thinking.
长老的服事是有的。
There's the service for the elders.
长老的职位是没有的。
But the position of the elders, there is none.
所以他们就说
Therefore they say,
在他们中间没有明显的长老。
In the midst, they do not have a visible elder.
只有暗暗的长老。
But an elder who is in the background.
那么谁是暗暗的长老呢
？And who's that elder in the background?
他说弟兄们都知道。
The brothers will know.
那是在教会中属灵上比较成熟的。
Those who have more spiritual maturity in the church.
他们能带出属灵的权柄来的。
And they can bring out the authority of this in the spiritual realm.
那这些弟兄们就实际的承担起长老的服事。
And these brothers will take up the service of the elders.
大家都知道他是在做长老的服事。
And all would know that he is doing the service of the elder.
但是却没有一个人说那些人是长老。
But no one say that these are the elders.
那所以在弟兄会的中间，他们有这样的一些个主张。
So in the brethren church, they have this insight.
当然还有一些其他的弟兄们还有一些的主张。
Of course, there are others who have their ideas of things.
不过我们要回到神的话里边来。
But we need to go back to the word of God.
我们必须要注意一件事情。
We must pay attention to one thing.
向教会说话的神
，God who is speaking to the church，
他乃是从永远到永远的神。
He is God from eternity past to eternity future.
他如果从前一次说过了
，If he has said something in the past，
那他所说的内容从永远到永远。在原则上是不会改变。
Then the context of what is said from eternity past to eternity future, the principle does not change.
那所以一些弟兄们就这样说了。
So some brothers said,
虽然现在没有使徒
，even though there are no apostles in these days，
但是神用着使徒们当时说了的话
，but God used the words spoken by the apostles in those days。
这些话就是今天设立教长老的那个依据。
These words are the basis for establishment of the elders today.
正如当日保罗把提摩太把提多留在一个地方。
Just in those days, how Paul has left Timothy and Titus at one place.
No, 在提摩太前书里头，提摩太是在以弗所。
In First Timothy, Timothy was in Ephesus.
在提多书的时候，提多是在格里底。
In Titus, Titus was in
Crete. 那么他们这两个人在那里设立长老或者设立监督。
And these two established elders, or the overseers,
并不是保罗亲自在那里去做。
It's not Paul himself doing the work there.
而是保罗把一个原则告诉了他们，他们就按照这一个原则的吩咐来去实行。
But Paul has spoken to them the principle, and according to this principle, that execute.
那所以神既然在那一个时候借着提摩太前书上教会说了话。
And so God through Paul has spoken to the church in First Timothy.
虽然在后世再没有使徒。
Even though that in the latter days there are no apostles.
但是使徒的教训或者说主托付给使徒的那些话仍然在哪里显出效力。
But the teachings of the apostles or what God has entrusted to the apostles still has its use.
所以要现在的教会仍然设立长老，设立知识的争论没有太多，设立长老这一点仍然是可以执行的。
And so they feel that there is the right to establish the elders in the church.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神把这些话说得很清楚。
Because God has spoken His word so clear.
不单是在提摩太前书里边说。
Not only in the book of 1 Timothy.
也在提多书说。
Also in Titus.
也在彼得前书里面也轻轻提了一下。
And also in the book of 1 Peter, God has lightly mentioned.
那因此我个人我是倾向现在的教会还是应该由长老的设立。
So for myself, I'm more inclined to the fact that in today's church there is an establishment of the elders' office.
不过问题又说回来。
But going back to the issue again.
如果没有合宜做长老的人。
If there is no one suitable to be the elder.
那也不必勉强要把人推到长老那个位置上。
Then one shouldn't force someone to come to the position of the elder.
那就让教会里头我们从一般说负责弟兄们在那里做集体的负责就好了。
And so we say that the brother in charge in the church that they arrange for things in the church.
或者说让工人在那里继续带领着教会就好了。
Or for the servants to lead the church, that would be good enough.
但是这种情况只能是一个过渡的时候做法。
But this circumstance is just for transition purpose.
从长远和正常来说不可以这样。
In the long run, it cannot be like that.
应当是由长老显出来。
And there must be the manifestation of the elder.
因为我们的主既然是如此的做了安排。
Because if the Lord has arranged it to be like this,
他也必定负责来显明他所要用的器皿。
He must be responsible to uphold the vessel that he's using.
虽然不一定在人所想象的那个时间里面显出来。
Maybe it is not revealed in the time in man's eyes.
但是神总要按照他的时间把做长老的弟兄们显明出来。
But God in his time will reveal the brothers he has selected to be the elders.
这也就是保罗当年把提多留在格里底的那一个原因。
This is the reason that Paul has left Titus in Crete, back in those times.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他从来不叫教会在他说的话以外来寻求问题的解决。
God has never wanted the church to resolve its matters outside his word.
那现在我们回到做长老的条件来了。
And now we must go back to the qualification to be the elder.
因为说到做条件的时候就不仅是长老。
When we talk about the qualification, it's not just the elder.
连底下所提到的知识 也都一并我们把它归放在一起来注意。
We must put together also the qualifications of the deacons to look at that together.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得起初教会显明有执事的服事的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you know that in the early church, when the establishment of this service of the deacon,
那是在《使徒行传》第六章。
That was in the book of Acts, chapter 6.
在那个时候，你看到做执事的，就是做那个事务上服事的弟兄们的条件很严格的。
At that time, we see that the office of the deacon, how they have taken responsibility of the things of the church, is very solemn.
虽然在《使徒行传》第六章没有提到那些服事是执事。
Even though in Acts chapter 6, it does not mention that the service is that of the deacon.
但是他们服事的性质实在是执事的服事。
But the character of the service is that of the deacon.
那所以我们也看那是执事的服事。
So we see that as the service of the deacon.
我们留意到《使徒行传》第六章的里边就说到，那些做执事的人，其中有一样很重要的，就是必须是一个圣灵充满的人。
And we know that in Acts chapter 6, one of the most important things that the person in that office should hold is that he must be filled with the Spirit.
但是说到圣灵充满这一个点。
But when we talk about being filled by the Spirit,
就好像很笼统了。
It seems to be very general.
那当然，弟兄姊妹们都能晓得某某人他是有圣灵充满。
Of course, we would see in the picture how a person is filled with the Spirit.
在这里我要多说几句话了。
Now here I must say more words.
使徒行传六章里面所说的圣灵充满。
In Acts chapter 6, being filled by the Holy Spirit.
不是说一次两次能算得出来的有一些圣灵充满的经历的充满。
It's not just once or twice, you can count how many times that the person is full of the Holy Spirit.
乃是说到他们这些人他们的生活里头满了圣灵的管理。
But we see that it is within their life that they are being directed by the Holy Spirit throughout.
那所以就不是说偶尔一次两次特殊的经历就叫做圣灵充满的人。
So it's not just those once or twice coincidental experiences that we call being filled by the Holy Spirit.
而是说这个人他天天是在每时每刻是在圣灵的管制的底下来生活的。
But we see that that person in each day, in his daily living, that he is being full of the Holy Spirit and be under his guidance.
所以圣经里面说到这样的事的时候，他是用另外的一个词来表达的。
And so we see that it's used by another term to represent this.
那就叫做满有圣灵。
And that is full of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们中文圣经在翻译上面就没有很清楚把这两个不同翻得出来。
But in the Chinese translation, it's not so easy for us to take that.
一般来说就是说圣灵充满就是。
In normally we just say being filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵充满在人的身上的经历实在是有两个不同的光景。
But the filling of the Holy Spirit upon men, there are two circumstances.
一种光景是偶然的。
One condition is coincidental.
短暂的。
It's temporary.
另外一种是经常的。
The other is all the time. Frequently.
不只是的。
It cannot be ceased.
这样的充满是特别显明在生活上的。
And this kind of feeling especially is in the living, daily living.
另外那些偶然的充满或者短期的充满是不是经常的。
The other type, the coincidental or temporary feeling, is not always.
而是因着特殊的需要，神在那个时候显明出来。
But because of special needs that God has revealed this.
那现在我们回到《使徒行传》六章里面所说的那个圣灵充满。
And now going back to Acts chapter 6, when it says full of the Holy Spirit.
这具体表明出来 怎么表明
？Particularly, how does this manifest itself?
我个人就有这个感觉。
I myself personally have this.
提摩太前书第三章就把那个圣灵充满的那个实际列举了出来。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it pointed out the reality of the being full of Holy Spirit.
从第二节一直到第七节。
From verse 2 to verse 7.
那 这几节的经文里面是列举了一些很具体的事实。
In these few verses, it listed out many practical and things that we could see.
如果我们只是看所列举出来的那些事情呢？
If we just look at the things that are listed out,
而我们就觉得是这样，是这样，是这样。
And then we see that it should be like this, should be like that.
但是如果我们深入一步去问，
But if we go deeper to ask,
怎么样才能活出这样的光景来呢？
How can one live out this kind of condition?
这就不是人的意志或是人的修养所能做成功的。
This is not something done by man's will or his training himself.
你就看到里面有一个非常明确的事实。
You see that in there, there's a very clear fact.
乃是说出这些弟兄们，他们实在是在满有圣灵的光景里头来生活。
That these brothers are living under the condition being full of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们从这个字句上面来看，
If you look from the words themselves,
我们 很容易就看出一些问题来。
And then we very easily find out some issues.
做监督的必须无可指责。
A bishop or the overseer must be blameless.
那简单的来说，这个人是没有什么过犯的，他是一个实在的好人。
Very simply to put that, this person has no transgressions, he's a very good person.
那么我们就想
And now we think,
一个人怎么能可以不无可指责？
How can one be blameless?
如果我们是活在自己的成分里多一些的，
If we are living more under the self,
总有可指责的地方，
There must be ways that we can be blamed.
但是你说要给带到一个无可指责，
But when we are to the point of being blameless,
在人本身来说是做不到的。
It's impossible for man to do.
但是当这个人他活在圣灵的管理的底下，
But when this man is living under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
那他就有条件。
Then he will have the condition.
而用最近这个西岸特会的信息上面来说，
And using the message from the West Coast Conference,
如果这个人灵里面是刚强的，
If one is strong in the spirit,
魂也是受约束的，
And his soul is being constrained,
那他被带到这样的一个地步就具备了条件。
And when he's been brought to this point, he has the qualification.
但是我们看这里所列举的条件的时候，
But when we see the conditions that are listed here,
我们必须归纳出几个原则来。
And we must summarize into a few principles.
因为如果我们一点一点去注意的时候，
But if we just look at this point by point,
我们也许不太容易能掌握得到神要我们领会的。
Then we might not be able to grasp onto what God wants us to know.
比方说，你做监督的必须无可指责，那就是说，你外面要有一个实际。
For example, the overseer must be blameless, then there must be a manifestation on the outside.
只做一个妇人的丈夫，有责事，至守端正。那这就说到他里面有一个清洁的心。
When it says the husband of one wife, vigilant and sober, that means he has a clean heart.
又乐意接待远人，这也是说他里面很能体会主的心意，发表神愿意悦纳人的那一个心思。
Given to hospitality means that he takes very well the heart of the Lord and he's able to manifest the heart of God to others.
当然我们如果这样看的话，
If we look at it like this,
我们是很能了解这样这样这样。
And then we could understand about this, about that.
但是如果有一些事情没有列在这里的呢？
But what if things that are not listed here?
我们就觉得那不是条件。
Then we feel that these things will not be under the condition.
但事实上
，But in fact，
除了这里所列出的一些具体的内容以外
，Other than the things that are listed here，
还是有不少的事物。做一个做监督的人，做长老的人，他还是要活出来的。
There are many other things that the overseer or the elder must live out.
那所以我们从这里所列举出来的那些具体的事上面，要归纳出几个原则来。
And some of these practical things that are listed here, we must summarize them into a few principles.
那当然有一些在字面上不太容易叫人明白的，我们稍微提一提。
Of course, something that's hard to understand in the words themselves, we must make mention of those.
那比方说
，For example，
在这里提到做监督的只做一个妇人的丈夫。
It says that the overseer must be only a husband of one wife.
啊，在中文圣经是这样说。
In the Chinese, it says。
在英文圣经也是这样说。
Also in the English translation.
也就是回到希腊文圣经里面还是这样说。
If you go back to the Greek Bible, it would still be like that.
但是这样说，那个意义够不够清楚呢？
But just like that, is that meaning clear enough?
是有点含糊。
And there is something that is not clear.
那这个说，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
When it says the husband of one wife,
是说他在同一个时间里边只有一位太太。
It said that at the one time that he has only one wife.
还是说他一生里头只能有一个太太。
Or in his whole lifetime he must only have one wife.
那么凭这一句话我们就看不出来。
So from just this faith alone we cannot tell from that.
所以这个话也实在在教会里边产生了相当多的辩论。
And so this faith caused a lot of debates in the church.
但是究竟这里怎么说呢？
But what exactly is this saying to us?
十几年前我在Dallas 碰到一个 Dallas 神学院的老师。
About 10 or so years ago, I come on into a teacher from the Dallas Seminary.
他就是那一个哎呀，我一下把他的名字，什么 Ryan， 就是他有一本那个，他也写了一本那个 Study Bible 的一个叫什么圣经啊，叫
研读本，
那是相当好的一本写了一本这样的一个这样的弟兄。
And he was a brother who wrote a very good exposition on the Bible.
他也是弟兄会里边的一个
yes, study Bible.
他也是弟兄会里头的一个长老。那当然，这个弟兄会是公开的弟兄，所以他们不是暗长老，是明长老。
And he's actually the elder that is confessed in the Brethren Church.
那他的姊妹比他先去世。
And his sister passed away earlier than he.
我认识他以后不久，他姊妹就去世
了。Long after I come to know him, his wife passed away.
那时他大概是五十不到，四十几岁。
And he's at that time not 50 years old yet.
所以为着生活上的一些需要，他许娶了一个姊妹。
And so for some needs in his living, that he remarried.
当他许娶了那个姊妹的时候
，And when he married his second wife,
他就辞掉了在教会里头的长老的职分。
And he quitted his service as elder in the church.
他为什么辞掉呢
？And why did he quit?
就是因为这一句话。
Because of this word, these words.
他认为一生当中他只能结一次婚。
He thinks that only he can only marry once in his whole lifetime.
如果他现在有第二次的结婚，那他就失去了做长老的资格。
If he married again the second time, he will lose the position of the elder.
当然，我们弟兄向着神有这样的心思，这是非常 可佩服的。
And it's honorable for a brother to have this heart before God.
但是这里的意思究竟是怎样呢？
But what is the true meaning of these words?
指着一个妇人的丈夫是指着什么来说的呢？
What does it mean when it says the husband of one wife? What is it pointing to?
如果我们光是凭这一句话，我们实在没有办法下结论。
If we just look at these words, then it's hard for us to come to a conclusion.
有人就问了。
Someone may ask,
难道娶娶是犯罪吗？
Would it be a sin to remarry?
如果是犯罪的话，
If this sin,
那为什么哥林多前书第七章保罗又那么严肃地说寡妇要如果她需要结婚的时候啊，他就结婚。
So why is it in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that Paul said so seriously that if the widow wants to marry again, that she can?
那好像这些话就不能完全很调和。
Seems like these words doesn't connect with one another.
如果说这里是另外有意思。
If we say that there's another meaning,
但是你必须要找出你的根据来给他看见有支持。
But you must have a basis in order to support this.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神上人说话从来不是藏头露尾的。
When God speaks to man, he does not hide things. He does not hide things.
问题是我们常常不是全面的掌握神说的话。
But the problem is that we do not face it totally.
我个人以为这里是说他在一个时间的里边他只有一个太太。
Personally, I feel that what it means here is that at a certain time in his life that he must only have one wife.
你说既然是这样，那有什么好说呢？
So you say that if it's like that, what do we have to say about this?
弟兄姊妹要留意，在当时写这个，从旧约一直到那一个时候。
So brothers and sisters, you notice from the Old Testament time until that day,
一般的人有两个以上的妻子，并不是很稀奇的事。
And if a man has two or more wives, it's not something that is uncommon.
但是神就让神的儿女们看见。
But God wants his children to see.
既然婚姻的关系是说明基督和教会。
Since the marriage relationship points out to Christ's relationship to the church.
那教会只有一个教会。
There's only one church.
那所以婚姻的关系是建立在一夫一妻的这个事实里。
Therefore the relationship of marriage is based or established on one husband and one wife.
那这个是大前提。
This is the theme or the topic.
所以如果在那个时候有一个弟兄他没有信主以前他已经 娶了两个以上的妻子。
So if there's a brother there before he accepted the Lord, he has already had two wives.
虽然他信主了他得救了。
And even though he accepted the Lord and he is saved,
他也很追求。
And he pursued after the Lord,
或者也很 有一些属灵的经历。
Or he has some spiritual experience,
也很能领会神的心思。
And he can understand about God's heart.
但是因着在见证上有不够美的地方。
But because in his testimony there are ways that is not good.
所以虽然这个弟兄在其他的条件都很具备。
So even though this brother is equipped in other qualifications.
但是在这一点上有点瑕疵。
But he has some blemish in this point.
所以他不适宜站在长老的地位或者站在监督的地位上。来 带领教会。
So it's not acceptable for him or suited for him to be in the position of the elder or the overseer.
因为在榜样上不完美。
Because it is not good in his example to others.
那这是写信的时候当时的一般的情形，这种情形是从旧约一直到那个时候都存留着的。
And these are conditions that exist at that time that Paul wrote the letter.
那另外更重要的呢？
And another thing that is more important.
不是说那个历史的背景。
It's not to see the historical background.
而是仍然是在第三章里面说到知识的时候所提到同样的事。
But also in 1 Timothy chapter 3, when it talked about the deacons, it mentioned about the same thing.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意十二节。
But sisters, if you noticed, verse 12,
执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫。
Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife.
啊，这一句话就清楚了。
Now this is very clear.
跟上面说到只做一个妇人的丈夫，中文好像只是差两个字，但是在希腊文里面就差很多了。
And in the Chinese translation, it seems that only a little is missing, but compared to the Greek, a lot is missing.
因为在第二节里边提到只做一个妇人的丈夫是没有动词的。
Because in verse 2, when it says husband and one wife, there is no verb.
所以我们无从给他下结论。
And so we cannot find a conclusion for that.
但十二节提到知识只能做一个妇人的丈夫的时候，这一句话有动词的。
But in verse 12, and it says, let the deacons be, the husbands of one wife, there is a verb there.
正因为有动词，我们立刻就发觉那个很关键的地方来。
Because there's a verb, we see a very key thing there.
这个动词是什么动词呢？
And what verb is this?
是现在式的动词。
It's the present tense.
那这个现在式的动词。
And it's present tense.
就是说出当时的光景。
Points out the condition in those days.
那所以我个人是倾向不是一生里边只结婚一次。
So personally, I'm more inclined to the fact, to reading this passage here is not talking about being married just once in a lifetime.
他可以结婚两次。
One can marry, more than once.
但是必须是在头一个婚姻的那个月已经失效了以后。
But it's only after in the first marriage the covenant has been off.
一个正常的失效的婚姻是死亡所造成的。
And when covenant is off, that normally that is by death.
这也就是罗马书第七章上面所提到的那一个例子。
And that is the example given in Romans chapter 7.
所以一个做长老他如果是徐去了，这是允许的。
And then,
再考一个太太，这个是不允许的。
But if his wife has not passed away and he marry again, that is unacceptable.
那么，如果我们看到这些事情的时候，
When we look at these things,
那我们就留意到底下提到很多比较很零碎的一些事情。
When we look at some of the miscellaneous things that are listed here,
好像是不饮酒滋事啊，不打人啊。
For example, not giving to wine, no striker.
当然这个是好，我们就觉得这好像太低了似的。
Maybe we see that these are things that are too low.
当然打人还能做长老，不用说都不能做长老了。
How can one who strike a person can still be the elder? Of course he cannot be.
醉酒闹事还能做长老，这个不说也就罢了。
If he gets drunk and gets rowdy and he's still an elder, we cannot be.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们必须从这些话里面，你看到那个属灵的原则。
But we must see spiritual principle from these words.
那个属灵的原则是什么？
What is the spiritual principle?
一个做长老的人，他生活的见证一定要很强的。
One who is the elder must have a very strong testimony in his living.
不是说他没有软弱的时候。
It's not to say that he doesn't have time or weakness.
而是一般来说，他必须有一个很强的生活的见证。
But generally, he must have a very strong testimony in his living.
所以我们把长老和执事的那些条件， 我们把它归纳成几个原则。
And so let us summarize the qualifications of the overseer, elders, and the deacons into the principles.
头一个原则。
The first principle.
所有这些对不起，我这个不算是原则。那所有的知识的显明。
This is not a principle, but all the manifestation of the elder.
乃是有实际先显出来，然后才接受一个知识，才接受一个知分。
Oh, the qualifications of the deacon, there must be a practical reality before they have the office of deacon.
或者说得清楚一点，先有知识显出来，然后才有那个知分的权利。Ministry and position.
Only when the ministry is shown can they have the position.
那弟兄姊妹，这个次序是很明确的。
And this order is very clear.
而不是说先给你一个位置，然后你就活出那些知识来。
It's not that first you have this position and you live out the ministry.
属灵的事不是这样。
Spiritual things are not like that.
属灵的事是先有知识。后有职位。
Spiritual things is first you have the ministry, then you have the position.
如果属灵的话不讲职位，是讲职分，那就是，但是同样的意思了。
It's the same meaning. It's the same meaning.
Position and ministry.、
那
现在我们就说。
And now we say,
怎么能知道哪些人可以接受长老的服侍？
And how do we know that these men can be receive the office of the elder?
哪些人可以接受执事的服侍？
And who can receive the service of the deacon?
弟兄姊妹们，我们国特别很强调这一点啊。
Processes are really stressed this point.
因为很多时候啊，我们人的天然呢、啊，很喜欢闹事的。
Because it's easy for man's nature to make things worse.
我们都喜欢有职分。
We want to have the position.
但是我们却不问我们是不是具备那一个知识。
But we do not ask if we are equipped for that ministry.
但是神在这里给我们看见。
But God here let us see.
你要接受一个职分，你必须先要显出你的知识。
If you want to receive the position, first you must manifest your ministry.
因为在世界的里边，有地位就有权柄，就有利益。
Because in the world, when you have the position, then you have the authority, and then you have the benefits.
那人非常容易把这个世界的念头带到教会来。
It's very easy for a man to take things of the world into the church.
啊，我要在教会里边有一个职位。
I need to have a position in the church.
我就不问我自己能有什么的服侍。
I do not look at myself and what service that can I be in.
啊，因为有一个职位啊，就好得很。
Because when I have a position, that's very good.
人家看见我的时候，长老前、长老后，监督前、监督后，哎呀，我就飘飘然了。
And when people see that I'm an elder, I feel very good because of that.
但是主的话给我们看见不是这样。
But the word of the Lord doesn't let us see like that.
你先要有服事的实际。
First, you must have the reality of the ministry of your service.
服事的实际乃是神。显明他可以接受这样的一个职分。
This reality in your service means that God can accept your service.
那现在我们看这几个原则是怎样。
And now let us look into the principles and what they are.
那连同上一次我们所提的，第一，里面的炫目。
And just like what we have mentioned last time, that there must be a desire from within.
那这个里面的炫目不是炫目做长老。
This desire from within is not the desire to be the overseer.
乃是炫目坐在神的旨意里，做出神的旨意。
But to desire to do it in the will of God.
我乐意这样的服侍。
I desire to serve in this capacity.
服侍弟兄姊妹们，服侍教会。
To serve brothers, to serve the church.
乃是因为我愿意，我在神面前，我能尽上 叫神满足的那一个心意。
It's because I want to step up to please the Lord in the things that I do to serve Him.
我不是为了我自己要找一个地位。
It's not that I want to gain a position for myself.
我完全是因为叫神的心意感到喜悦和满足。
My whole purpose for this is that God's heart desire can be acceptable in what I do.
所以头一件事情就是里面的炫目。
So the first thing is that there must be a desire from within the man.
那第二个原则呢？
The second principle.
那就是真理的持守。
Is to uphold the truth.
而这个真理的持守是非常的重要。
The whole steadfastness to the truth is very important.
因为在教会里头，一切的服事乃是为着表明基督。
Because all the service in the church is to manifest Christ.
如果不能把基督表明，
if Christ cannot be manifested in the church,
那所有的服事都是虚空的。
And all the service will be empty.
也没有实际的意义的。
And there'll be no practical meaning.
那因此，这一个真理上的持守是非常非常重要的。
So very important that one holds steadfastly to the truth.
那你要在真理上持守。
If you want to hold fast to the truth,
必须先在真理上有追求。
First you must have pursuit in the truth.
从来没有一个人被蒙恩得救他就明白所有的真理。
And no one ever has understood all the truth of God once he's saved.
要明白神的真理必须要付上代价去追求。
To understand the truth of God, one must pay the price to pursue after God.
而这一个追求不单是限于认识。
This pursuit after God is not just restricted to knowledge.
同时是包括持守。
At the same time, one has to hold fast.
我认识了这真理是这样。
I understand this is the truth.
我就持守这一个真理。
That I hold fast to the truth.
我就不放弃这个真理的要求。
I do not let go of the requirements of the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，这一点是非常严肃的。
Brothers, this is a very important point.
对长老和对执事的要求都一样。
The requirements to the elders and the deacons are the same.
所不同的只是这样。
There's only one thing that is different.
长老不仅是要持守。
Elders not only do they need to hold fast.
并且也知道怎样去教导。
But they need to know how to teach.
所以你看第二节就是说到那个监督的时候是善于教导。
And so in verse 2, we see that it said, apt to teach.
他不仅是持守主的道。
Not only does he hold fast to the word of the Lord.
也知道如何去带领人、帮助人、扶持人去进入真理。
But they know how to lead men and to help men and to support men to enter into the truth.
那执事呢？
The deacon?
执事在教导这一方面也许不太能显出功用。
Perhaps they do not have a very clear function in the area of teaching.
但是固守真道的奥秘，就第九节，固守真道的奥秘，这一个点是一点没有放松的。
But they do not slack. In verse 9, it says holding the mystery of the faith.
虽然他们不知道怎样去帮助人去教导人，但是他自己却是知道要怎样的持守。
Even if they do not understand fully how to lead and to help others, but they hold fast to the mystery of the faith.
那所以这个真理的持守 也是很重要的一点。
And so holding the mystery of the faith is a very important part.
而然后第三点，
And the third principle,
那就是生活上的见证。
That is the testimony in the living.
这个生活上的见证，那个包括的范围就很广啊。
The testimony in the living has a very broad boundary.
先是在家里的，
First in the family.
然后是在包括在神的家中的，
Then also in the household of God.
那就是在教会里，在弟兄姊妹当中的，
That is in the church amongst brothers and sisters.
同时也包括在教会以外的
At the same time, include all other steps outside the church.
那这一个生活的见证，
this testimony in the living
也是不能忽略的，
cannot be neglected.
因为神的儿女们不能只是在那里说是说得很好听，活却是活的是另外一个样子。
Because the children of God cannot be hypocrites, they say one thing and they live out another thing.
这个不是神在神儿女们身上所要看见。
This is not what God wants to see amongst his children.
如果神在神儿女们身上都不要看见，那么一个做监督，一个做做执事的弟兄或者姊妹。
If God doesn't want to see this, a brother who's the elder or a brother sister who's a deacon,
怎么可以在生活的见证上不留意呢？
How can they not notice in the living of the testimony?
然后第四个要留意的
The fourth principle one must pay attention to,
那就是在神儿女们中间有这个属灵的榜样。
That they have this spiritual example amongst the children of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为在这些有职分的弟兄姊妹们的身上
Because the sisters who have the ministry
神能从他们身上更多的显明他的自己
God in them can manifest more of himself
那弟兄姊妹你注意这里说到长老在监督的时候
So sisters when he talked about the overseer
第七节
Verse 7.
监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我试着这样来说明它。
Let me try to put it this way.
盼望能让弟兄姊妹们领会的。
Hopefully, brothers and sisters can understand.
当然，这个不是唯一的光景。
Of course, this is not only condition.
但是透过这样，我们能晓得那个属灵的光景会是怎样。
But through this, we can see what the spiritual condition is like.
比方说
，For example,
别人就是教外人在那里批评我。
When others outside of the church they criticize me,
我就很气了。
I become very angry.
气到一个地步
to the point
我要想办法来不是应付是对付
I want to find a way to get back at that person
那弟兄姊妹当我们产生这样的念头的时候
when we have this thinking
你晓得我们里面已经出事了
then there's something wrong within us already
什么出事呢
and what went wrong
我们那个肉体跑出来
a flesh already came out
我们太重视我们个人的那个自尊心。
We look too highly on our self and our self-respect.
我们太注意我个人的形象。
And I look at too much at my faith and how I represent myself.
如果我是活得准确，活得对的。
If I'm living right before God.
别人要批评，就让他批评够好了。
If others want to criticize, let them.
你也不是你你也没有权利去管理他的嘴巴。
You have no right to control their tongue.
嘴巴是长在他的身上。
And the tongue is on them.
他要怎么说他就怎么说。
And whatever they say that's up to them.
但是你如果活得准确的话他说什么都不影响你。
But if you live correctly, then whatever they say should not affect you.
但是如果他说的话能影响你灵里面失去了平静。
But if what they say would cause you to lose peace in your spirit.
甚至是产生了一个愤恨。
Or to the point that hatred is caused, come up in you.
再进一步你要去对付他。
And you must first deal with that.
用什么你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
你进到魔鬼的网络里。
You have entered into the snare of the devil.
你要真的是这样做。
If you do it,
人家就说你看没有批评错啊。
And others will say that it's right. I have not criticized wrongly.
他就是这样的一个脾气暴躁的人啊。
He is a temperamental person, just as you say.
他就是一个只管自己不管别人的人啊。
And he's one who only cares for himself and others. 就
说你看到。
But this is you see.
你就落到魔鬼的网罗里了。
You have come into the snare of the
devil. 这一个网罗还不是他个人。在那里受一点亏损。
It's not just he himself has received some shortchanging.
这一个网罗乃是说因着他而叫教会也落在不信的人的浅塌了底下。
This snare also caused the church to be under the web of the criticism of others.
弟兄姊妹们你看到这些。
So brothers and sisters, you see all this.
所以接下去就说，做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，为一口两舌。
And you see, following says, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued.
说话要正确。
And when they speak, they must speak correctly.
不要说了就算。
Do not just say it and forget about it.
而是把没有的说成有，把有的说成没有。
To say something that is not there and to say something inappropriately.
那为什么会有这种观点呢？
And why is it that there is this condition?
你晓得背后就有一个事实在那里。
You see that in the background there is something there.
太以属地的事为念了。
And they care too much about things of the world.
当你太以属地的事为念的时候。
And when you look too much on the earthly things.
这个人一定不甘心忍受一些损失。
And this person is not willing to receive some loss.
一定想尽办法来保护自己的利益。
And he must think of ways to protect his own benefits.
虽然利益是我的，别人损害我的利益，我当然有权利去反击。
Because it's my own benefits and others attack me, I have the right to defend my own benefits.
但是我们读神的话的时候，
But when we read the word of God,
你常能读到这样的话。
Many times you can read this.
为什么不情愿受欺呢？
Why don't you rather take loss?
为什么不肯忍受一点的损失呢？
Or why can you take some loss from others?
如果我们能接受这样的事实，而赢取我们生命里面的一些成熟的加添。
And if we do according to this, then we'll have some growth in our spiritual life.
或者说，因着放弃一些属地的好处，而得着属天的丰富。
If you let go of some things of the world, then you gain more of the blessings from heaven.
这不是更美吗？
Isn't this more beautiful?
那弟兄们就看到了。
The brothers and sisters, you see.
什么叫做属灵的榜样？
What is spiritual example?
就是这些。
It's all these.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那如果我们能从这里所提到这许许多多的具体的事上面看，领会这几个原则。
If from all these things, the practical things that we see here, to understand these spiritual principles.
我们就知道一些接受职分的弟兄们。
Then we see the brothers who received the ministry in the service.
他们在没有接受职分以前，他们先要有那个知识。
Before they receive the position, they must have the reality of the ministry.
那所以在这里就提到两件事情。
So here, two things are mentioned.
对于监督来说
，for the overseer,
第六节
，verse six,
出入教会的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大。
He cannot be a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall.
那为什么呢？
Why is it like that?
因为这一个是完全是生命的服事。
Because this is all in the service of the life.
你没有一定的年日，生命不可能长成到一个地步，能显出服事的一处的。
If you don't have the time to let it grow, then the life will not have manifest.Or the spiritual reality.
那结果呢？
And as a result,
反倒毁了他自己属灵的前途。
He would wreck his own spiritual destiny.
然后说第十节。
And then verse 10.
说到那个执事这方面的服事。
Regards to the service of the deacon.
这里说这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of the deacon being found blameless.
我先要经过考察。
They must first be proved.
众人在那里观察。
When others examine them.
众人都能接受他的服事。
When others can accept his service.
在这样的情形的底下。
Under this circumstance.
然后才让他得这个职分。
And then he could gain this position.
那弟兄姊妹们。这些话一直给我们看见，先有执事，后有职分。
So that we see that first there is the ministry, and then the position is revealed.
那如果不是这样的次序，那属灵上一定产生混乱。
If it's not in this order, then there will be confusion in the church.
为什么那么严格呢？
Why is it so serious?
这里我轻轻一提就好。
I just want to mention slightly.
因为在圣经里面给我们看见，这是职分的显出。
Because in the Bible, when it shows us the manifestations of these positions,
不是有时间性的。
There is no time limit to that.
虽然这里没有明明说到，是你一次接受了这个知识，你就永远做这个知识到你离开世界。
Because it says once you
去建筑。
Because you see here that once you receive the position, doesn't mean that you have to serve in a lifetime until you see the Lord.
但是我们留意到。
But we notice.
虽然没有明说那个服侍的服侍的那个期限。
Even though it doesn't say the duration of the service.
但是我们从使徒行传那里晓得，圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
But we see in the book of Acts that the Spirit has established you as a
overseer.
那
也就是说，是这个事情是出自圣灵。
Now this is out of the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
虽然在新约里边没有特别提到那个膏油涂抹的事情，像旧约。
And even though in the New Testament it doesn't say about the anointing by the oil, just like the Old Testament.
但是我们看旧约的膏力是一生的。
But we see in the Old Testament that anointing would last a lifetime.
新约里没有提到膏力这一个词。
The New Testament does not mention about the anointing.
但确实说出这个事实的显出来是出于圣灵。
But it tells us that the revelation of this is out of the Holy Spirit.
所以从原则上我们看到是一生的。
So in principle we see that it's a whole lifetime.
并且他们所背负的那个见证是直接影响主的名，也影响着教会的。
And the testimony that they have bore would affect God and also the church.
所以是那样的严格。
Therefore it's very solemn.
是那样的严肃。
It's very straight.
另外有一点我也想提一下。
Another point I'd like to mention.
这监督你看见只是提到弟兄。
The elder we see is, or the overseer is only mentioned about the brother.
一个妇人的丈夫。
Pointing out the husband of one wife.
这是单单指着弟兄说的。
Now this is only talking about the brother.
那也就是说。
Now that is to say,
在教会中间不应该有姊妹做监督的。
In the church, there should be no sister being the overseer or the elder.
或者说是做长老的。
Or the elder.
为什么？
Why is it?
弟兄姊妹们，我们注意。
But sisters, we notice.
这个是要表明基督是教会的头的这个事实。
This is to represent the fact that Christ is the head of the church.
这也牵到我们平常所稍微留意到的那个蒙头的真理的那个原则。
This would affect what we have studied about the head covering in the church.
姊妹在教会当中学习守住教会的见证的地位而不出头。
The sisters learned to hold fast in the church of submission and not to come out to take the lead.
所以监督都是弟兄们来承担。
And therefore, the overseer is taken only by the brother.
但是到执事的时候呢？
But when we come to the deacon,
我们就看见了姊妹也能在执事上面来服侍。
We see that sisters can also serve in that capacity.
不仅是这里提到女执事。
Not only talk about the deaconess.
罗马书十六章保罗介绍菲比的时候也明说她是坚格里教会的执事。
In Romans chapter 16, when Paul introduced Phoebe as a deaconess, she was also another deaconess.
那这从第一节一直到第十三节。
From verse 1 to verse 13,
好像是从很零碎的事来说到教会的行政结构。
It seems like from Many miscellaneous things they talk about the organization and the makeup of the church.
但是主如果给我们从他话语的光中归纳出那些原则性的事来。
But if the Lord let us put these things into perspective, into the principles that we just see,
我们也就看见在神的家中我们如何去跟随。
How we follow God in His house.
因为在十四节那里就特别这样提，十五节，倘若我当言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
Because in verse 15 it says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God.
我想这继续的话，我们下一次再交通。
And may I say that I would like to continue with that next time.
我们今天晚上只是交通这几个原则。
And tonight we just share these few principles with our sisters.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.